The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, I am so very, very sorry that we are coming to you late. I am sorry, I'm sorry. Can we get straight into it and talk about Angela Merkel?
10 minutes late, which cuts down our time, and, you know, apologies to people because I'm already getting complaints. Angela Merkel will be landing in Israel tonight. This is one of, or is part of a traditional bilateral cabinet consultation between the two governments, which takes place every year. And there's a lot of controversy surrounding her visit. The one is that it is taking place as there are talks for a Bedouin village called Khan al-Akhma, which faces imminent demolition, and also around the controversy around Iran. It is no secret that European powers back more negotiations. They are pro the Iranian deal. Bibi Netanyahu is not. He wants tighter sanctions. He exposed in his very, very hard-hitting speech at the United Nations last week that there are other sites. What we do know of is that he exposed one of the other sites that he hadn't already exposed months before, but there is a third site which security forces have asked him not to talk about on a public stage. So a lot of discussion will be taking place around both the Bedouin village, which we've seen a lot of movement around the village today, but no destruction as of yet, and also the Iranian deal. I would imagine that these talks will be very, very, very tense as the subject of Iran comes out. However, Germany does remain one of Israel's strongest allies. Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, will be conferred with an honorary doctorate from the University of Haifa during her visit. And, you know, there will be further discussions how we can cooperate both with security and both with dealing with issues of anti-Semitism, because anti-Semitism is on the rise in Germany, as we have monitored over the last couple of months.
Very interesting. Moving on, I wanted to ask you, you know, with this Sulawesi, this terrible, terrible, the tsunami, is Israel sending any rescue teams? Because usually Israel is the first to respond, the first international response.
Well, there has been a lot of discussion around this. You know, there are aid groups like Israel Aid who do rush or do offer their response. However, there's a little bit of controversy around this one because aid has not been forthcoming. And some are saying, well, we don't understand why not, because Israel has offered aid to the Iranians. And you know, we don't need to talk about the status of relations between Israel and the Iranian Republic. However, when it comes to Indonesia, there are conflicting reports. Has there been aid sent? Some say independent Jewish groups have sent aid. Some have said that nothing official coming from Israel, and some saying that aid has been rebuffed. But I would imagine, and we don't have confirmation as yet, and this is probably because it is a very, very sensitive diplomatic topic, that if it has been offered, it may have been officially rebuffed.
Very interesting. Rolene Marks, that's where we leave it tonight. Thank you very, very much for the time. And we'll chat to Rolene Marks tomorrow night.